This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Okay, so let's get into it. Boyfriend material versus husband material. You know how they always say you cannot turn a hoe into a housewife? Well, you can literally not turn a boyfriend into husband material either. Why? Because they're two different things. The material that makes a boyfriend and the material that makes a husband is completely different, okay? One is very cheaply priced, the other is very high in value. And the reason why a lot of women frustrate themselves is because they're literally trying to make this boyfriend someone that is worthy of long-time commitment, and it just is not going to work. And some of you are probably confused, like, well, shouldn't your husband be your boyfriend first? Well, obviously there's a process to the whole dating to marriage, obviously, right? However, what I'm talking about is the mindset, okay? The mindset of a husband and the mindset of a forever boyfriend is completely different. So when I met my current partner, and I hate to say the word boyfriend, I just feel like it's so immature. Like, I just feel like it doesn't actually explain the depth of the relationship that we have, okay? And then you're probably like, yeah, whatever. But anyway, when I met my current partner, there was just something very different about him than all the other men I had met in the past. My partner was a man, okay? My partner was already in husband mode, okay? He was already a husband. He had the characteristics of a husband, of a provider, of someone that is able to create safety and security for a woman. He was like the groom that was literally already dressed and waiting and standing at the altar, waiting for his bride to meet him. And I'm gonna explain in this video the difference between husband and boyfriend material. I want you ladies to level up your dating experiences. And you cannot do it unless you level up your own mindset. And I think a lot of us, we get really swindled or bamboozled because you meet a boy that looks like a man, right? He has the beard, he has the figure, he has the stature, he has the muscles, they got a great job, they got a great car, but the mentality is lacking. In their mind, they are children. In their mind, they are little immature boys. And I once dated a person like that. And I was talking about marriage and he was talking about babies. Like, we were completely unaligned, okay? We were unequally yoked. Right. He wanted to be a forever boyfriend and he wanted to make me a forever girlfriend. But I wanted to be a wife. Someone that is in a committed and loving relationship. And I know a lot of people nowadays, especially women, they're like, well, not everybody wants to get married anyway. And I'm just like, okay, but let's just be real. The process of dating is a long-term commitment, and there's nothing more long-term or committed than a marriage. It is not just a piece of paper, okay? People that say that marriage is just a piece of paper, yeah? They're the same people that are chasing contracts. They're the same ones chasing promotions at work. The new contract is just a piece of paper as well, yet you strive to get that piece of paper, right? Because the piece of paper means something. It's not the piece of paper. It's the meaning behind the piece of the paper, okay? I just feel like our culture at the moment is so icky because I feel like women aren't being honest. Oh, not everybody wants to get married. Oh, why do you guys keep pushing marriage on everybody? Because let's be honest, the ones that don't want to get married are probably the minority. The majority of people or majority of women do want to get married. However, they're just not meeting the guys that are worthy of marriage. And that's the reason. So you want to act like because you haven't met or you haven't been able to find or date the right person, well, marriage is not for everybody. And so you're actually denying yourself the real thing that you really want only because you haven't found it or only because the men that you have dated have been literal boys. And I'm going to share with you, ladies, some of the signs of a boy, okay? And so when these guys that you're dating are showing you boy symptoms, you can be well prepared and well equipped to deal with these type of people. And that is why it's so key to know exactly what you are looking for, because you cannot be deceived by something that claims to be it but just isn't it. But you can't know what it is until you know what it is. So many women spend so much time hoping and praying that the boy that they're with will become the man that they desire. And it just isn't going to happen. Not on your watch anyway. Not in the timing that you want, okay? I believe a boy can become a man, but they have to want that for themselves. They have to want to go through that process for themselves and usually by themselves. And when you're literally trying to turn this boy into a man, you're going to be investing all of this time, all of this effort into this person, and they are not going to give you a return on your investment, and you're going to walk away feeling so extremely bitter. So I want to save some of you the pain and the heartache by actually revealing to you some of the clear signs that you are dealing with a boy that wants to be a forever boyfriend compared to a husband that wants to be your one and only. The first one, and this one should seem very, very obvious, but a lot of women fall short at the first hurdle. So the difference between a boy and a man is a difference between lust and love. And ladies, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you met your ex or exes, you just wanted to rip their clothes off because they were so goddamn fine. He gave you butterflies, he made you feel like Cinderella. You couldn't even believe that this guy would even be paying any interest in you. You felt like you struck gold. He looked nice, he smelled nice, he dressed nice, he talked nice, he made you laugh, he made you blush, and you could not get him out of your mind. But how long, ladies, how long did that feeling last for? Okay, I can guarantee you it did not last long. I can guarantee you, and I can confirm with you, that this is not love, but this is pure lust. And don't get me wrong, chemistry, especially when you first meet someone, can feel like fireworks. It can feel like a warm chocolate sundae or a hot chocolate on a winter's day. It can feel like a beautiful, nice, calming, relaxing massage in the middle of the forest. But chemistry is very, very deceiving. And I always say this, you can have chemistry with a lot of people. Chemistry should not be the dial that helps you to determine whether this guy is for you. When you meet that person and there's just that spark or that immediate connection, you can have that with friendship, with colleagues, you can have that with the same sex to opposite sex, you can have that with a lot of people, but that does not necessarily mean that this person is the one for you or that it could actually develop into love. And the women that really need to be careful are the ones that are very fluid, or shall I say very open, very conversational. So let me just talk to my sapiosexuals, okay? You guys are not turned on by looks as much as you are turned on by intelligent conversation, intellect, knowledge, intrigue. You love that deep, intimate conversation, even if you just met the person. You find intelligence arousing, but you have to be just as careful as the ladies that are very attracted by their eyes or their ears, what they see, what they hear from a man. For example, one of my friends, she's a sapiosexual, and she just loves to spend hours and hours and hours on the phone with a guy, especially a guy she just met. For her, intellect is what gives her the sign that this guy may be the one for her. But the unfortunate thing about that is that a lot of women can get charmed by these type of men. You get so caught up with what this person is saying to you, how this person is now making you feel, that you're actually in the perfect position to be manipulated, especially if you are not aware of this person trying to charm you. And I'm not sure a lot of you know this, but someone that is charming can actually be a form of manipulation. They are literally putting a spell on you. So I don't know if any of you ladies can relate, but you just don't know why you keep staying in this relationship. You've literally been charmed. You've been charmed by this person and you cannot get away because you are under a literal spell. But listen, chemistry can be like a wildfire and you don't want to get caught up in the charm or the lust of chemistry that you're feeling towards a person. That's how affairs start. Okay, chemistry you can have with a lot of people. That's why even if you're in a relationship, you need to be careful of the opposite sex, because you can get connected to that person just by actually speaking to them. Trust me, I know. So what is the opposite of lust then? Okay, because we know that lust is all about desire. It's all about how the person makes you feel. It's just, you all know what lust feels like. Okay, you know when you're lusting because your brain is not actively working. You're being led by your emotions, you're being led by your feelings, and you're being led by your flesh. So what is the opposite of that? Okay, love. Let's take love. Of course, when you meet someone, I don't believe that love at first sight, but let's take for instance when I met my partner for the first time, the very first time I saw him, and he was very handsome, and I couldn't actually not see that because I was in a setting of people that I already knew, and he was like a new person around, and I was like, this guy is very cute. But it wasn't like a, oh my god, need to, you know, oh yeah, no. I mean, we was in the church, I couldn't even do that even if I wanted to, but I didn't want to do that. Okay, it was different. He just, for me, he had like a peaceful aura about him, and that peacefulness was intriguing. He wasn't trying to be center of attention, but I was more intrigued and I wanted to learn more. So the second time that I met him, we were actually sitting in the same row. I didn't actually know that it was the same person that I met 2 years ago, but I remember looking back after the event, I looked on the corner and I kind of caught his eye, and that was kind of like a magic moment. It was like a magical moment, but I didn't feel any intense desire. It wasn't a feeling, it was more like, this guy seems very interesting. So as we got to know each other and we was finding out more about each other, we was actually making an informed decision. So lust feels like your body just starts to do chakra, but when it could be a potential love match, your mind is going, this person has caught my attention, not physically necessarily, but he's caught my, I want to know more. So a boyfriend makes you feel all hot and sweaty down below, but a potential husband makes you feel like, there's something about this person and I want to know more. This is a no-brainer, by the way. If a guy approaches you sexually and compliments you on your physical appearance, your assets, okay, assets, you know that this guy just wants to smash. It is a sure sign he just wants to have sex, so do not feel flattered by his compliments. Okay, I don't think a guy should first compliment you on your body first. I just don't think so. You can say you look beautiful. That's different from saying, oh, you're sick. Bye. Don't feel flattered. This guy is a charmer and he wants to charm you into bed and then he wants to leave afterwards. So the second thing that differentiates a boy from a man is the difference between emotional compatibility and spiritual/moral compatibility. Okay, I was trying to find the right word to explain what I'm trying to say, but it's kind of difficult. But I will say an emotional connection would be something like this. You may have a lot in common with the person. You might like the same food, you might have the same favorite color, you might have the same favorite holiday destination, or you may have gone to the same school. That does not mean that this person is your soulmate. I have this friend who, I think this is a story, but her and her ex-boyfriend were born in the same hospital, either a day apart or the same day in the same year. So I personally think that some of those emotional coincidences is what actually kept her in that relationship longer than she needed to be. So just because someone has the same birthday as you, someone has the same favorite color as you, or just something so trivial that you can't just say that this person is the one. You can't just say that this person is your soulmate because maybe coincidentally or something naturally is similar to you. There just has to be more than that, okay? There just has to be more than those commonalities. There's a higher level of compatibility that a husband material has that a boyfriend just won't be able to comprehend. For example, shared belief in the same God with the same worldview. Show me a couple who has fundamentally opposing religious views and worldviews, and I will show you a couple that is not destined to work. That is a match made in hell. Some of you may say, oh, but I know a couple that have been together for a long time and they're happy, and one belongs to another religion and the other belongs to another religion, and they make it work. And the only way that I can actually see that working is if one person takes their faith way more seriously than the other, or if they're both very neutral, or what we would call non-practicing believers, or Christians, or Muslims, or Jewish people, like whatever. The only way that I'll see that to work is either you're both not actually really committed to the faith, or one of you is more committed than the other. One that is not as committed, they're not going to trouble the one who is very committed to the faith. But if one wanted to start growing in their faith and they had different faiths, there will start to be a war between them, because the Bible says, how can two walk together lest they agree? And if you're unequally yoked, it means that one person may want to go here, but you're supposed to be together. One person wants to go here, other person wants to go there, and eventually you're going to pull yourself apart. One wants to go slower, the other wants to go faster, and you're just not compatible spiritually in that sense. And I think it's so important, whatever it is, whether it's your religious views, your moral views, your political views, I think it's very important to be with someone who agrees with your fundamentals. For example, morality. What does it mean to be a good person to you? What does it mean to be a good person to the person that you're dating? How do you want to raise your children? Do they even want children? How many children do they want? If you want 5 and the other person wants one child only, how is that gonna work? Where's the middle ground on that? Do they believe in abortion? How important is their mother or their family involved in their life? Is he involved in charitable deeds, or does he cheat on his taxes? Where does he believe we go when we die? Does he respect women in general, not just you? How does he view women? Does he believe in equality? Is he racist? These are all important fundamental core beliefs that you cannot afford to be mismatched on. So when the things that are important to you are important to them, then you will know that you have something that is stronger than just, oh, we have the same favorite color. Who cares? Who cares that you have the same favorite color? Who cares that you like the same food? Who cares that you both want to go to Bali for your honeymoon? These things are unimportant in the long run. The third difference between a boy and a man that I want to talk about is a husband wants commitment, a boyfriend wants convenience. The difference between a boy and a man is that the boy does not know what he wants, and so he will string you along until he figures that out himself, which is why I don't believe in becoming exclusive with someone if you cannot see yourself marrying them, or they can't see themselves marrying you. So if marriage is the goal of your relationship, please tell me how you are dating a man that does not know if he wants to be married, or worse yet, if he wants to be married to you. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I'm exclusively dating someone, it is only with the intention to be married. I'm not saying that sometimes you date someone and it just doesn't work out, you realize that you're not compatible, that you disagree on some things. I think it's okay, even if you're dating with the intention to marry, and you spend a year and a half together, you go to counseling, you try and work on your differences, and you realize that actually we can't actually work, we are fundamentally different, I think it's okay to break up, right? I'm not against that. However, I am against someone asks you to be their girlfriend and they don't even know where they're going. They want to take you on a ride to nowhere because they don't even know where the hell they're going, right? I highly advise women to date long. And when I say date, I mean date, as in get to know the person before you say we're exclusive, we are now in a relationship. Until a man is actually ready to commit to you fully, I don't understand this girlfriend and boyfriend business. I don't understand the multiple girlfriend and boyfriend business. Unless you're dating like how I was saying before, like you dated long and you realize this person is not for you, that's fine. But your boyfriend and girlfriending so many different people. I'm not even gonna say you had more than 5 boyfriends. If you had more than 5 boyfriends, you're doing something completely wrong. And I'm here to break it down to you, and I hope this will be something that's getting through to you. So husband material is a man that knows exactly what he wants, and he has been waiting for somebody like you that is what he wants to come along. There's a difference between a man that is ready and waiting and a man that just says, okay, well, be my girlfriend out of convenience. So that husband material has been waiting for you to come along, and you guys are just clicking, you guys are matching up morally, socially, religiously, physically, you know, there's just a match. Baby, that man is ready to put a ring on it without delay, honey. When a man finds the one that he wants, there's not gonna be no delay, honey. You never have to beg a man that wants you to want you. That will preach. You never have to beg a man that wants you to want you. But you're gonna have to beg a boy. You're gonna have to try to impress him and try to make him see that you're the one. I am opposed to that. If he cannot see, he's not for you. A man that is husband material, his nature is to be committed. He's not wishy-washy. He's not in and he's out. He's not unstable in his mind. He's not wanting to marry you because it's the right thing to do. God forbid a man marries you because it's the right thing to do. Who wants to be in a relationship with someone because it's the right thing to do? Like, that is so dead, and you can miss me with that. A lot of men that go through this kind of thing are the goody-goody men, or the ones that, to everybody, they want to be seen as the good man. Well, a good man will get married, buy a house, have children, even if in his heart, his desire is not to do that thing. And the problem with these kind of men is that they will end up resenting the decision that they have made. They will feel deep regret because they want to have to decide whether they're gonna hurt you by ending the marriage, the relationship, or they're going to have to hurt themselves and remain in something that is not making them happy, because they didn't actually, as an act of their own will, decide that I'm ready for marriage and you're the one that I want to marry. Does that make sense? And this goes without saying, but never marry a man that is cheating while you're dating. Don't marry him thinking that he will change. He's not going to change. If you were dating him and he was cheating, what makes you think putting a ring on his finger is going to change the attitude of his heart? Some men are just not ready for a committed relationship. Some men are not ready for marriage. They're not ready to give up the bachelor lifestyle. They're not ready to give up the freedom that comes with marriage. They are not ready to lay down the multiple women, the different choices, the different delicacies of women out there. And they should live in their truth. If that's true for them, then that's true for them. But never allow a man to lie to you. We women, we gotta push these men to tell the truth, because a lot of men, they don't want to tell the truth because they don't want to lose you. They don't want to lose what they are gaining from you, so they won't tell the truth. So you're gonna have to push these men or boys to tell the truth. Am I what you want? Are we going to get married? If not, the relationship ends here, because we want two completely different things and it's not going to work. The third difference between a boy and a man is that a boy has money and a man has wealth. And wealth is not just money. Wealth is the whole mindset, okay? And some of you may have been tricked because you look at a boy and he's got money. He looks like he's got a nice apartment to stay in. He's got a nice car. He's got a stable job. And really and truly, yeah, I keep telling you guys, it's not about how much money a man makes, is about how much money he's able to actually keep, save and invest. That's wise, okay? A boy is not concerned about savings. A boy is about making money and spending money just as fast. A boy thinks he's able to afford something just because he has the money to buy it then and there. And we probably all heard this, but if you cannot buy something three times over, you cannot afford it. Just because you have the money that will cover it doesn't mean you can afford it, because a lot of people sacrifice just to buy this thing, this material item, and be eating beans for the rest of the month. What is that? Is that not immature? A boy is only really concerned about looking like he has money and not actually having it. A husband, on the other hand, has the mindset of wealth. He has the mindset of legacy. He's not just thinking about the here and now. He's thinking about legacy. What is he setting up now that he can leave for his children? A husband has the wealth mindset that even if he doesn't have it now, he's working on ways. He's thinking on ways to get it. He has a plan, not a pipe dream, a plan. And he's actively working on that. And he's going to materialize everything that he's thinking in his brain. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. A boy is not thinking about making long-term money. He's thinking about making short-term fast cash with the intention to impress, not with the intention to create a family. A husband is not concerned about flossing. He has nothing to prove to anybody. He is not moved by outside opinion or what his friends say or what other people are doing. He is self-aware self-willed and he's self-motivated and he's always looking at the bigger picture. He'll buy a modest car, but he knows in 3 to 5 years, if he continues how he's working now, he'll be able to afford that car, and that car will actually be a prize for him, because it's just something about novelty that wears off. When you get things fast, the excitement, you lose it. And that's why a lot of people are just out here chasing, and it's a constant Ferris wheel, round and round and round, and they do not rest. They can't have rest, constantly chasing something new, something fresh, something exciting. And a boy, that's why a boy will never commit to one woman, because yes, there's always going to be someone better than the person that you are with. That's just how it is. But when you make a commitment to someone, it doesn't matter about what else is out there, period. A wealthy man, a husband material, has his priorities in the right order, and he's doing what is best for him, not what's best for the gram, not what's best for other people, his friends, his age mates, his family. He's doing what is best for him and his potential future family. I can tell a wealthy man from afar, even if he doesn't even have thousands in the bank. I can tell some of my male friends, I just know it's only a matter of time before they become a millionaire. But men, husband material, are not in a rush because they're not trying to keep up. Boys are always in a rush to make money, to make fast money, to secure the bag, but they're not actually doing anything of meaning, anything substantial. And finally, the difference between a boy and a man is that a boy has a dream and a man has a plan. A boy has a dream like all of us do, but dreams do not work unless you wake up. And the issue with when someone is so concerned about how they are perceived, they spend so much energy on trying to curate a life or a lifestyle that looks like they're making it, and they're not actually making it, if that makes sense. The time it takes to actually make dreams work is a lot. So if this person is spending a lot of time creating the image, documenting every single thing that he's doing, he's not spending time actually building. Husband material men do not have time to be flossing on social media. They are busy. They are busy. They're working. They're grinding. They're working with their hands. They're not flexing on the gram with the... I'm not attracted to male stars, if that makes sense. I'm not attracted to popularity, because popularity is a useless currency. It's like Monopoly. It doesn't always translate into money. And I'm not talking about the guys that have a career online, right? If he's a fitness person or if he's a fashion person, that's a career. He's doing that to actually make money. There are some men out there that literally, they just on Snapchat all day showing all the things that they're buying. And you have to think to yourself, what do you actually do? And most of them, they're just lifestyle bloggers. They're creating a lifestyle and they're selling you dreams. That's their business, to sell you dreams. And how much money do they make of that? Nothing. But what they get back is clout, and clout is one hell of a drug. A husband material is always concerned about the future. A husband is concerned about being the provider, the carer, looking after his home, being a stand-up person in society, being respectable, being respected by his friends, his family, his peers. He's working to be the best in his field. He's working to work. He's working to be resilient, and he's working to be the best version of himself. A husband's focus is the home that he wants to build. So if you're talking to a guy and all he talks about is the future, and what he's doing now is for the future, you have a good man on your hands, not someone that has a dream that refuses to wake up. Everyone has a dream, honey. Everybody's got a dream. But who actually wakes up from that dream and actually does the things that they've been dreaming about? So I'm hoping you guys have been able to see the stark difference between a boy and a man. If you are looking for a life of stability, safety, love, and support, then go for the husband material. He may not give you butterflies, but he will bring you peace. But if you want a lifestyle of instability, of insecurity, it may be fun from time to time, but sometimes the fun is coming out of the thrill of the instability, then go for the boyfriend material. He may give you butterflies, but he will also give you a headache, and a lifelong headache. And I know there's some women out there, that's what they want. If that's you, do you, boo. But for me and my house, I'm gonna need a husband, child. I'm gonna need a husband, child. I need some man, okay? I need some man. I need me a man. I'm not that girl that's like, oh, I don't need a man. Naturally, I don't need a man. If you were to think about it, categorically, I don't need anybody. However, I need a man. I'm joking.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.